Good morning, everyone. How are you all? Yeah, cold. Good to see you guys. A couple of really quick things. Christmas Day is next Sunday. Yeah, can you believe it? Yes. Thank you, Cole. Cole's got it. Yeah, our boys have got, they've had sugar plum fairies dancing in their head for about 5 weeks. So we will not have service next Sunday morning. Just celebrate Christmas with your family and all of that. And so, but we will be back on New Year's Day. Yeah, so this is our last service of the year. Isn't that crazy? Oh my goodness. So this is our last service of the year. We'll be back New Year's Day. So excited for New Year's Day. We're going to be talking about our vision for 2017, just where God is bringing us. And, it's just so cool to be a part of a church where God is doing things. And we believe that he's leading us into some new directions for 2017. We're excited to talk about them. We're excited to share them. And so that's going to be a great day. And it's my birthday, yes. Thank you for reminding me. And so be here then. And then also this Saturday is Christmas Eve service. We will have it at 5 o'clock since it's a Saturday and people don't have to work. We brought it back an extra hour so that we can worship together a little bit, except for Andy. And so come. And then we've got our usual Christmas cookie giveaway where we bring out Christmas cookies to people working on Christmas Eve. And so what you want to do for that is you can bring Christmas cookies one of two times or two of two times if you want. On Friday, this coming Friday, between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., you can just drop them off. So you say, hey, I'm not going to be there Christmas Eve. It'd be easier if I just drop them off on Friday. Between 10 and 12 on Friday morning, you can just drop off your cookies, your treats, whatever. Or just bring them with you on Christmas Eve, and we'll have some volunteers assembling plates in the back so that when it's time to leave on Christmas Eve, you can grab a plate or two. You can bring them to the fire department, to the police department, to wherever you want to spread Christmas cheer to people who've got to work on Christmas Eve. So bring some to Andy. Bring two to Andy over at County Jail. So that'll be great. So that will be awesome. So in case we haven't met yet, I'm Lee, and I'm the lead pastor here. And let's talk about we're not going to do questions today. Sorry about that. I forgot to tell you that. We're not going to do questions today. So don't worry about texting that number. But I want to talk about our vision. Let's share our vision. This is what Mercy Vineyard is all about. Just in a nutshell, let's talk about it together. We are living a passionate mission to love, grow, and go for the greater glory of God. That's what we're all about, right? And so I love that we talk about this every week because it keeps us from taking rabbit trails as a church. You know what I mean? It's so easy as a church to get into rabbit trails and, oh now let's get into this and let's get into that and let's start this ministry, let's start that ministry. And it's just like, no. It's all about loving, growing, and going for the greater glory of God. And that's what we're about as a church. And so this morning, we are wrapping up a three-part series, and it's called The God Who Is With Us. Haven't you guys enjoyed it? Yeah. It's been good. A couple of people are like, mm-hmm. Is that what the name of the series is? We're talking about the God who is with us, and we started off talking about how God's presence is God's presence, and it brings us courage. God's presence brings refreshing. I just love God's presence. You know, I just love that he's with us. He's by our side, and he loves us, and he loves to be with us. And so we talked about God's presence. And then Wendy talked about the God who's on our side. And so we know that God is on our side most of the time, right? No, right? God is on our side all the time, always, in every condition. He's for us. He's for us. And so if some of you, if you're like, wow, that sounds kind of strange. I don't quite get that. That sounds a little unusual. Go back and listen to the podcast. It's really good. And so this morning, I want to talk about the God who empowers us, right? He's our strength. He empowers us. We get to experience the power of God. I remember at the beginning of August, some of you guys might remember, I was in the closet. I was in the crawl space at our house, and I was putting something away, and I turned around, and I stood up, and it felt like somebody took a battle axe and went to my back. It was awful. And it hurt so bad. I fell to my knees. I'd never in my life experienced pain like that. And now maybe that's like labor, maybe. No, not even close, right? Mothers here are like going, "You're a sissy. Shut up," you know. And so it hurt so bad, and I fell down on all fours, and I had to climb out backwards, out of the closet. And then Wendy and Hudson had to come in and literally pick me up and help me get onto the bed. It was the most pain I'd ever been in. And I remember the following Sunday, I got prayer. And or maybe it was like a Sunday or two later, I got prayer. And you know what? God's power helped me to move without pain. And I experienced God's power in my back. I experienced healing in my back. I was able to start walking again because you all know I love to walk. I love to walk around the lake. I just love it. And that's how I get most of my exercise. I was able to do that again. And it was because of God's power, right? Because God touched me. And I know Sandy had a great testimony. A couple others had great testimonies from that Sunday morning, that same Sunday. We got prayer and we got to experience God's healing and God's power. And another time I remember there was somebody, I was working in one of those centers, like a call center. Only this call center, people called in to get prayer. And so I remember I'm working there. So I had to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, which if there is an ungodly hour, 4 a.m. And so I'm there. It's 4 a.m. And somebody calls and they said, would you please pray for me? I lost hearing in one ear. And I said, okay, well, let's pray for you. Let's believe that God's going to heal you. Why don't you just go ahead and just hold the phone up to your ear? And your deaf ear. He goes, okay, but how will I know what you're praying? I said, well, just trust me on this one. And so he holds the phone up to his ear, and I just start praying. And all of a sudden, very faintly, he could hear me. And he said, hey, I can kind of hear you. I said, well, let's keep praying. And so I prayed. And he said, I can hear you more. And I just kept praying and praying until he could hear me just fine in his ear. And I said, hey, God's power is awesome, isn't it? And he said, that was awesome. So he was healed of deafness in his ear. And remember, there was another time, there was a person at my school that I'd been just praying for a while and just praying that they'd come to know the Lord. And I invited them to a church event. And afterwards, I just kind of shared my testimony with them. And I was so nervous about just kind of like sharing the gospel with them and leading them to Christ. And we sat down. We sat down on the sidewalk and we leaned our backs up against the building. Isn't that funny, the things that you remember? And so I just start sharing with them, and I said, hey, how would you like to start following Jesus, just follow Christ today, you know, give your heart to the Lord. And they were like, you know, yes, I would love that. I've always noticed something kind of different about you. You're kind of weird. And I was like, yes, I am. And so and we prayed together. But see, I believe that in that moment, God spoke through me. That God gave me the words to say, that God empowered me as I shared Jesus with this person. So God empowers us, and it's so cool, okay? And what's really, really cool is even though I don't really see this person anymore, we're friends on Facebook, and they're still following Jesus, and they posted pictures from their last mission trip recently, and all this stuff. And so that's just so cool because I said, okay, God, I need you to speak through me, empower me. And so maybe you've experienced God's power in your life. Maybe you've experienced God working in you. You've experienced His peace. You've experienced a healing. You've gotten a revelation. Maybe you've gotten a discerning word or something of that. Or maybe you've experienced God's power working through you before, where you had a conversation with somebody that led somebody closer to Jesus, and you walked away and you went, that had to be God because I am not that smart. Right? You ever had one of those moments? I know I have, okay? And so, or maybe you've experienced this healing. And so in all the world, can I just say that there's nothing like it. There is nothing like experiencing God's power. And as people of His kingdom, which is us, we're kingdom people, as people of His kingdom, we have access to that power. It's not something crazy and sort of mystic and weird and far out there. And it's not some sort of, oh, puzzle. If I say the right words, if I do the right incantation. You even notice people treat sometimes their prayers that way. Oh, he didn't say in Jesus' name. Oh, he said just too many times in the middle of their prayer. You know, he said Father God like 80 times during that prayer. And so sometimes we think that if we're not praying maybe the right thing, but you know, we have access to God's power. And we have to understand that we really have the potential to be supernatural people, that God wants us to be sort of naturally supernatural, where God's power is at work in our lives every day. That's just sort of a natural thing. And so what does that mean to us? How do we experience God's power? Those are great questions, and we're going to talk about that. But first, let's pray, okay? Father, we love you so much, and we just thank you that you're here. We thank you, God, that you are here in our midst and that you are pleased by our praise and our worship. You're pleased with us, God. And God, we pray that your word would just come alive in us, that your Holy Spirit would illuminate it to us. Lord, that we would be people of your power, people who operate in your power, God. And we just want to be people that you can just work through whenever you want. Just work through us and work in us. And we praise you, Lord, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so in part one, this is kind of funny. This is something we don't normally do when we go through a series, is we don't normally kind of share the same story. But I shared the words of Jesus when he gave the Great Commission, right? To his disciples, he's getting ready to leave, getting ready to ascend up to heaven. And he makes his final words. And we read that account of the Great Commission, his last words to his disciples from the book of Matthew. Today I want to read the same event, right? But I want to read it coming from the standpoint of the gospel writer Mark, okay? So if you haven't had a chance to read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, can I just say, if you don't normally read the Bible, or you haven't really picked up the Bible to start reading, start there, okay? The Gospels are awesome, and the Gospels will give you the clearest picture of God than any other place in Scripture, right? Because Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, right? The fullness of God is in Jesus Christ. So when we read the Gospels, we are getting this incredible picture of God, and I love it. And so we're going to read Mark 16, verses 17 through 20. We're going to start off with the words of Jesus here. He says, these miraculous signs, everybody say miraculous signs. Miraculous. Yeah. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. They will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety. Well, that's kind of a weird one. I read that one and I'm like, wait a minute, like intentionally, you know, like the crocodile hunter, they'll be able to handle snakes, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. That's why so many people in the church drink Mountain Dew. Just let that one settle in. They'll be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. When the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. And the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. Wow! Isn't that awesome? And so the disciples, they preached, they confirmed what was said by miraculous signs. Okay? And as believers, we're people of the miraculous. We're people of the miraculous. You know, we should have miraculous things happening through us and in us. And I hear great stories of miraculous things that are so cool. Miraculous things. I hear stories of people just raising obscene amounts of money just by trusting the Lord. If you've never read George Mueller's story, go read George Mueller's story. It's incredible. The guy never asked for a penny. He ran an orphanage. He helped hundreds of thousands of kids. Yeah, you know all about Mueller because you watched the VeggieTales. Yeah. So, I mean, watch the VeggieTales story of George Mueller. So it's awesome. So look at the person next to you and just tell him, hey, you're a miracle worker. Right? Look at the verses. Just tell them, hey, you're a miracle worker. You are a miracle worker. Okay? You are. Okay? And remember that God didn't just save us from something. We got to stop stopping there. God didn't save us from something. Our sins, he saved us for something. And when we walk in whatever it is that God saved us for, then miraculous stuff happens. Okay? I believe that Royal Family Kids Camp is a miracle. I believe that our church is a miracle. I believe that, you know, when we share Jesus with somebody, or we get to plant that seed in their life, that is a miracle. When we pray for somebody and we see healing, or we get revelation, that's a miracle. We're people of the miraculous. That's what makes it so cool. Why is church different from any other thing that you could be a part of? Well, you know, why is it? What's the difference between going to church and seeing a movie? You know, it's because in church, when we're together as the body, we see miraculous things happen. Miracles happen. We get to experience the power of God. And in fact, I had a discussion with a guy just recently, and he's talking about church, and he's just saying, I don't understand church. I don't get it. I mean, what can I get at church that I can't just get anything anywhere else? So, power of God, man. Presence of God. That's what you get at church. And so, and you don't need a big light rig to have it. And you don't need all that to have the power of God. You have the power of God just when two or more are gathered together and Jesus is in our midst, right? And so we get to experience the power of God. And so we become miracle workers, and God saved us for something. He saved us to manifest his kingdom, to make his kingdom known, right? And to find out, and here's the big thing, God saved us so that we can find out what's on his heart, right? And then make it happen, and then go accomplish his will. If you want to know really, like, if you're like, oh, I wonder what the will of God is for me. What's God's will for me? God's will for you is to know him and to know what's on his heart and then make it manifest and then make it happen. That's why God saved us. And so that's exciting to me. And so one of the ways is that we accomplish this is we're available to God and we allow God's power to work through us as believers. And so that's exciting. So at the end of the day, you guys, we can boycott Disney, right? Because of the Little Mermaid and the minister. We can boycott Disney. We can make really bad Christian movies. Yeah? Yeah. We can pass out tracts instead of a tip at the restaurant. But you know what? Here's the thing. A miracle settles the issue. A miracle settles the issue. I want you to remember that. You know, when you're talking to somebody, and maybe you're talking about Jesus, and they've got things that, you know, lots of doubts and whatever. You know what? A miracle kind of settles that, right? When you're able to say to somebody who just says, hey, I just don't know if that's for me, and you just say, well, let me pray for you. Let's encounter the power of God. If you've never ever had a chance to watch, was it Furious Love? Oh, my word, go watch that. It's on Netflix. Write it down. Write that down. Go on Netflix this afternoon and watch Furious Love. And you'll see just the amazing power of God. Robbie Dawkins, who's a vineyard preacher, is on there, and he actually goes to one of those like psychic fairs. It's really cool. He goes to a psychic fair, and he just says, "I'm going to pray for people. I'll pray for people," and they come, and people are like, "Well, who's your medium?" You know, because the psychics all want to know who your medium is, and he's like, "Well, Jesus is my medium," and they're like, "Okay." And he prays for them and he delivers them and leads them to Jesus, and just so amazing thing. Go check that out. Write that down. Go put it in your Netflix queue now. Go ahead. I don't care if you pull your phone out and go home and watch Furious Love today. But a miracle settles the issue. A miracle, you can't debate with a miracle, right? And so verse 20 tells us that God confirmed what the disciples preached with miraculous signs, miraculous signs. So miracles confirm what God is already speaking to people. Miracles confirm what's in his word. And you know what? It's not likely that you'll ever debate someone into the kingdom. Let me just tell you that. If you're like, hey man, I'm gonna get all up in the apologetics, which is good. If you want to do apologetics and you wanna read Josh McDowell and you want to go into all of that, you know, do it. I wish that you would. But if you're doing it with the idea that you're going to argue somebody into the kingdom because creation has more scientific validity than evolution, you know what? It's not going to happen. It's just, you're not going to argue somebody into the kingdom. And if you were brought into the kingdom because somebody debated with you, then you know, just check to make sure that you really know Jesus, all right? And so it's a miracle that's going to settle the issue, or it's the power of God in you, or the power of God speaking through you. And so but you know what? If you demonstrate God's immense love, right? Because isn't that what it's all about? When we pray for somebody, when we see a miracle happen, when we get a word from the Lord, it's all about his love, right? I believe that when we pray for somebody and we see a miracle, we see a healing, that's a demonstration of Christ's love, okay? Because it's all about love. It's all about his love for us and his love for his kids and his love for his creation, okay? And so sometimes God's power will work in you, and he'll give you just the right words to say as well, which will be so much more powerful than some sort of intellectual debate. I don't know if you guys noticed, but when there was the big debate between Bill Nye, the science guy, and who's the guy from the Creation Museum? You guys remember that? Oh, gosh, it was huge. It was a ham. Yeah. Bill Nye didn't give his life to the Lord at the end of that debate. I'm just saying. I don't know if I'm the only one who didn't notice that, but all right. So it's about God's power and the demonstration of his love. Okay? So not only is God's power available to us as we expand his kingdom, God's power is available to us right here and now. Right here and now. Okay? So when we gather, God's power is here and it's available to us. What did Jesus say? If two or more are gathered in my name, right? I'm there. Which, you know, failed to be a successful argument for me when I was learning how to drive. And my friends were like, no, or the people who owned the van I was driving, you got to be 21. I was like, hey, Jesus is with us. He's a little older than 21. Didn't work. Okay? But God's power is available here and now. And so in the church, God's power is something that we get to receive. It's something that we get to share. And when we gather every week, we get to experience God's power when we shake each other's hands, when we show each other love, when we pray for each other, when we speak encouraging words to each other. Isn't it great when you get to come to church, somebody tells you you look good today? Yeah, it is nice, isn't it? So somebody needs to start telling me that. thank you. Isn't it nice when we get to come together and somebody just kind of puts their arm around you, but you know, somebody gives you a pat on the back, somebody gives you a hug, somebody says, hey man, so good to see you today, and just talk with you, and you know, I believe even that's God's power at work. When we encourage each other, when we love each other, when we pray for each other. I love it when I look in the back and I see our prayer team just loving on somebody, just praying for somebody. That's God's power at work. And so we get to experience that in the church. We get to receive it, we get to share it every week. If you're sick, if you need freedom in some area of your life, or you just need help from the Lord in some way, we got a prayer team back there that's there to pray for you. Or you know what? You can even pray for each other. I love that. I know that if I come to church, like I knew that day when I came and my back was killing me, I could have said, hey, Wendy, would you please, you know, would you cover for me today or whatever? Instead, I was like, no, I got to get there because I need God's power, right? And so when I'm not doing well, my first inclination is, but you know what? If I go to church, I can experience God's power. I know somebody there will pray for me. I know somebody knows how to pray their guts out, like Bethany or Gary, you know, or somebody who just really knows how to just kind of get before the Lord and call on him, you know, is going to pray for me, and I can experience God's power. And so I love that. All right? So if you're sick, if you need freedom, God's power is available to you. And you don't even need to be on the prayer team to experience God's power. That's also another really cool thing about the body. I can go to anybody here. I can go to my son Hudson, which I've asked him to pray for me many times, which he prayed for me when I couldn't get off the floor, right? I can go to anybody. I can go to Daryl, Dee Dee. I can go to Andy. I can go to anybody in this room and go, hey, would you pray for me, right? Because we're the body. We're the body, and we can pray for each other. We can experience and we can operate in God's power, all right? So, in fact, all of the things that Jesus did during his ministry on earth, he told us that we can do. I love that, right? You think about it, look at what Jesus did. He was like a superhero. He's raising people from the dead. Come forth, you know? He's healing the blind, right? People who were blind from birth, the cripple, the deformed, that you know, he's just touching. He's doing all these awesome things. And then he goes, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Okay? And that means that anybody in this room, that is something that's available to anybody here in this room. Right? Because a lot of times what happens, have you ever felt like, hey, I'd like to go pray for that person? Or, I'd like to maybe have minister to people like that, but I'm not ready, right? Or, you know, I'm not measuring up. My spiritual resume isn't so hot lately, right? Ever felt that way? But you know what happens then is then we put the emphasis on us and we go, well, it's all about me. It's all about my condition. It's all about me. And there's really only one thing that I can think of that kind of helps to prime that pump, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But you know, it's not about you. It's about being available and demonstrating the love of Christ. Okay? And so, anybody here ever feel uncomfortable praying for somebody? Or anybody ever felt uncomfortable even praying out loud? Yeah, okay? It's okay. It's all right. Your comfortableness doesn't determine whether or not the power of God is at work. And so we get to pray for people. And so we'll give you a chance to do that in a second, though. Don't rush ahead of me. Okay? So he says, ask for anything in my name and I will do it. So when we receive and we share God's power, what happens? So when you pray for somebody and God's power operates through you or in you or whatever, okay? When you pray for somebody, according to the scripture, what happens? It brings God glory. It brings God glory. Isn't that what we want to do? We want to bring God glory, right? We want to bring glory to God. And so when we receive, when we share God's power, it brings God's glory. So how do we tap into God's power? And this is what I was talking about just a minute ago, okay? God's power works through people of prayer, okay? So when people pray, God's power works through people of prayer, okay? And so we should be people where prayer is normal. I believe that as believers, as Christians, prayer should be something that's very normal to us. You know, we pray in the car, when we get in the shower, it's quiet. I love the shower because I can't bring my phone in there, you know? It's like the only place where you can truly disconnect from the world is in the shower, okay? It's quiet, nobody bothers you, it's just all there. I just wish the hot water lasted longer, right? And so, but you know, just people of prayer, when we're in the shower, when we're in the car, wherever, God wants us to be people of prayer. And what does that mean, okay? It just means this. It means that wherever we go, whatever we do, we're talking to God. We just talk to God. So if we get alone, which is awesome, we can get alone with God and spend a few minutes just talking to God alone. When we're in the car or wherever, we're just talking to God, okay? In Mark chapter 9, there's this story where the disciples are trying to cast this evil spirit out of a young boy, and they can't. You guys remember that story? Maybe you kind of grew up with Sunday school. Remember the story? Disciples are trying to cast this evil spirit out of a boy, and it's not happening, not happening, not happening. And then Jesus comes on the scene. Jesus appears on the scene, and what does he do? He just comes and he delivers the boy, right? And it just looks easy. It looks wonderful. Jesus comes and delivers the boy. And so the disciples come along and they ask Jesus. They said, how come we couldn't do that? How come we couldn't deliver that boy? How come we were praying for them or whatever, we're laying hands on them, whatever they were doing that day, and how come it didn't happen? And Jesus said, this kind can be cast out only by prayer and fasting. Y'all remember that story now? Okay. Only come out by prayer and fasting. So here's what prayer does. Prayer has a way of sort of preparing God to work through us. That's what prayer does. It has a way of preparing God to work through us. And something, when we spend time in prayer, it's like priming the pump, right? Just anybody here? Okay, so growing up, I remember one of my grandparents had one of those old pumps in the backyard. Anybody remember those? Those metal pumps, and you go, jigga, 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 and you wait, and nothing happens. You go, jigga, 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 and after just pumping this thing for a while, all of a sudden you can kind of hear this like, boom, come up. Yeah, it does that. And I go, shoo, shoo, and then it just comes, and it just keeps coming, and keep coming. Prayer it's like priming the pump. It's like priming the spiritual pump for us. So when we're spending time in prayer, when we're talking to God here and there, in the shower, in the car, before dinner, after dinner, with the kids, before they go to bed, just when we're talking to God and we're spending time in prayer and we're spending time with Him, it has a way of just sort of priming the pump, okay, for God's power to work through us, all right? And so I think it would be appropriate for us, really, as believers, to, from time to time, take inventory of our prayer lives. To just kind of go, okay, well, how is my prayer life? You know, am I getting a time alone with the Lord? Am I getting time? Am I talking to Him? Are my thoughts preoccupied with God? Or are my thoughts preoccupied with everything else? Right? Because it's so easy. We live in the most distracted time in history. Our thoughts are distracted by every time we have a free moment, right? And we don't even think about it anymore. We have a free moment, what do? And if we would just condition ourselves that when we have that moment, when we have a free moment, when we're waiting to get our oil changed, when we're standing in the line at the bank, when we're in the drive-thru and we're waiting, rather than going towards distraction, allowing our thoughts to center in on the Lord and talk to Him and have that relationship with Him. Wendy and I have this thing, because you know what? I'll be honest, we both pull out our phones probably way too much. She's going to go, no, I don't. But it's true. And so we have this thing, when we're together, a lot of times, even if we're just driving in the car, and one of us pulls out our phones, especially if it's the one driving, just kidding, doesn't happen. But, so let's say Wendy's driving, and I pull out my phone, and I go, huh. She'll reach over, and she'll go, no, we're together. Yeah. You can applaud that, yeah, right? No, we're together. What are you doing? Or if we're just sitting on the couch, or we're watching a movie together, or we're just kind of hanging out, she'd go, psh, no, we're together. What are you doing? And if we just kind of would take those moments of distraction to remind us and go, you know what? This minute, this second, this couple of seconds, checking this or doing that would be better spent just talking to the Lord. Just saying, just telling Jesus how much we love Him. And centering our thoughts around Him. So it's so important that every once in a while we just take inventory of our prayer life, of our relationship with God, all right? And so that's super important because God works through people of prayer. God works through people of prayer. I would rather have somebody who knows God through prayer, who is seeking the Lord, who's spending time with Him, who's in love with Jesus, than somebody who just knows, you know, how to argue creation versus evolution to the end of the day, right? And I'm just saying, because people of prayer are people of power, and we need God's power. Remember, the Word of God wasn't given to us so that we can fill our heads with information. The Word of God was given to us to transform us. And so when we have God's Word transforming us, then we're drawn to Jesus, we're drawn to Christ, we're drawn into relationship with Him. And so that is awesome. So the series that we're doing is called The God Who Is With Us. It's been the God Who Is With Us. And I love that God gives us evidence of His presence. He gives us evidence that He's with us through signs and wonders, right? Through miracles. And this morning what I want to do, I want to do something just a little bit different this morning, but I just want to end our time together by doing just something very, very simple. We're just going to pray for each other. That's it. All right? So what we're going to do is we're just going to pair up. So there will be, you know, just one person and one person. And so, Wendy, if you'd come just help me out, that would be awesome. And so here's what we're going to pray for each other. We're just going to practice praying for each other to experience God's power. That's it. That's all we're going to do. So we're just going to practice what we're talking about today, and so I'll pray for you, and you can pray for me. Or maybe you should play the keyboards, and I'll come back and pray for you while you're playing keys. No, let's not do that. We'll do that in a minute. Be with me. No, I'm just kidding. Put that phone away. Be with me. Okay? So why don't you go ahead? I want everybody to find somebody. Everybody find somebody. Go ahead. Go ahead and just pair up. Everybody find somebody, and pair up with somebody. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. I believe you can do it. Jordan needs somebody to pair up with him. Somebody want to pair up with Jordan? All right. All right, Michael's back there. So Jordan and Michael, you guys can pair up. And so all we're gonna do is it's just really simple. And so you're gonna turn to that person next to you, and you're just gonna ask them, how do you need God to assist you today? How do you need God to assist you? Okay? And that could be anything at all. How do you need God to assist you? And then you're going to pray for them. And then you're going to switch. Okay? It's the best gift exchange ever. All right? No white elephants here. Just God's power. And so, well, let's go ahead and go ahead and ask them. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and play us through this for just a minute, that's fine. I'll come back and pray for you. So go ahead. You can start now. Just ask them, how do you need God to assist you today? Okay? You can take turns praying for each other. Thank you. miracle. Might be freedom from a habit. Might be freedom from an addiction. Just pray for each other. Anybody just sort of experiencing the Lord through this? Anybody feel like maybe God has spoken to them or worked in them through this? Yeah. So we're going to, if you're praying, go ahead and just keep praying. That's fine. We had just a couple of words given from the prayer team today. One that God is good, right? I know that just sounds so overdone. God is good, but He's a good dad, and He only gives good gifts. God only gives good gifts. And so we believe that's just for someone today. Maybe you've just been feeling like maybe God gives good gifts to others, but not you. Or maybe God gives you things that are like awful. You're like, oh, that's from the Lord. God must want to humble me. God must want to do this or that. God only gives good gifts. God only gives good gifts. God only gives good gifts. And we need to change the glasses that we wear when we look at God, don't we? We don't always see God right. And you know, the way that we view God, that what comes to mind when we think of God is the most important thing about us. Change the trajectory of our lives. So if we see God as aloof and distant and uncaring, then it's going to affect the way that we live. It's going to affect the way that we see others. If we see God as some sort of angry God who's just waiting to, you know, pin us down and accuse us of this or accuse us of that or rub our nose in our sins, we're seeing God through the wrong lens. It's going to affect our life. And so we need to see God as a good father, right? Didn't Jesus say that He's a, if you, father, if your child asks you for bread, well, are you going to give him a stone? Even so much more that the Father, the Heavenly Father, loves His children. And so we need to see God as a great dad, the best dad, better than Mr. Brady, right? God is an amazing dad. And so if you need prayer this morning, for the way that you see God, go see the prayer team today, okay? They would love to pray for you. And then the other thing is, one of our prayer team felt like there was someone or someone's here that are just really discouraged because you've been praying maybe for that healing or praying for that breakthrough or praying for that provision or praying for a very long time. It just seems like it's never happening, never going to happen. You're just really discouraged that it feels like your prayers aren't being answered. And God's word for you today is just don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep praying. Keep believing. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. I've known people who have prayed for years for a healing or years for a particular answer from God. But you know what? after those years, they got it. Isn't it better to wait 5 years for something than to give up hope and just not get it at all? I'm just saying, right? Okay? And so don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. So let me pray one last prayer over you. If either of those two things speak to you, go ahead and get prayer this morning. And let's just believe for God's power to operate in our lives on a daily basis. And we would be people of the miraculous. Father, in Jesus' name, God, I pray for every person here, first of all, that's discouraged because they feel like they've been praying for the same thing for a long time, and it's just not happening. They're just not getting their healing. They're just not getting their answer. And I pray, God, that you would allow them, God, that you would allow them to see you and to know and to feel and to understand, God, in their heart of hearts, that you are with them. You have not abandoned them. That you still love them, that you're still a good father, that they're not the redheaded stepchild, but God, that you embrace them and love them and you hold them near, and God, that they would not give up hope. They would keep believing, keep seeking you, keep asking, keep knocking, keep believing. And God, I pray for everyone that just has a skewed vision of you, that doesn't see you as a good father, that sees you through a lens of religion. I just rebuke a spirit of religion over anyone here today. God, we don't want to see you through a lens of religion. We want to see you through the lens of love. We want to see you as you are, God. Give us a vision of you that we would walk in your power, walk in your grace, walk in your love. God, you're so awesome. God, help us to be supernatural people because your power is with us. You are the God who is with us. In Jesus' name.